my expectation is if there's any specialized equipment, that it is not, it should not be and will not be the local government's responsibility to provide that. If you're bringing a hazardous material into our area, and I don't believe that, you know, carbon dioxide is necessarily a hazardous material, but, you know, in those concentrations at those pressures, that changes the game significantly. So if there's some sort of specialized equipment that's needed, it's really up to that pipeline operator to provide that to the local first response agency.